Russia's President Vladimir Putin said today that the Russian military will withdraw its electronic spy station in Lourdes in Cuba. The station was established by the Soviet Union at the height of the Cold War and was used to eavesdrop on U.S. military and industrial secrets. After the fall of the Soviet Union, the station's value to Russia diminished, and Moscow found it increasingly more expensive to keep the facility in Cuba. Putin's announcement coincides with the 39th anniversary of the Cuban Missile Crisis. Mark Falkoff is with the American Enterprise Institute. Good morning.
Good morning.
How important was this station to the Soviets, and how important is it to the Russians?
Well, it was important to the Soviets up to about the end of the 1980s. Coincidentally, just about that time, there was a changeover in technology in American telecommunications, which made that base rather useless. We went from what's called microwave transmissions, which can be picked up by radio monitoring equipment, to fiber optic cable. So for the last 10 years or so, they haven't been able to hear anything to speak of, nothing of value. And also the cryptological technology has advanced tremendously, so we've been able to scramble our communications. The more interesting question is, why did the Russians, as opposed to the Soviets, continue to maintain the base, and why did they put $90 million into upgrading it several years ago? I think the answer to that is a very interesting one. It has nothing to do with Cuba at all. It has to do with the fact that under Yeltsin, the Soviet Union was retreating everywhere in the world, or I should say Russia, and the military in Russia felt the need to show that they were still a global power with the capacity to match the United States in surveillance. After all, we have bases around Russia, or did at any rate, listening posts. And so I think for nationalistic reasons, Yeltsin continued to fund this base, but it hasn't really been of much value to the Russians for about 10 years now.
Will Putin's decision affect U.S.-Russian relations? Maybe Congress will be ready to forgive some more Russian debt?
I think it's very significant in terms of U.S.-Russian relations, and it's of a piece with Putin's most recent decision to be more cooperative with us in the current crisis in Afghanistan. It shows that there's a rather important rearrangement of Russian perceptions of what their interests in the world are and their relationship with the U.S. Yes, I think it's a very significant development in terms of U.S.-Russian relations.
And the Cubans?
Well, I think that it's a humiliating thing for the Cubans because, once again, like the missile crisis itself, it shows that they're the tail on the dog. I think, quite frankly, the Cubans have not had much affection for the Russians as opposed to the Soviets for quite a while now. They felt left in the lurch. They, after all, had become part of what we might have called the Soviet Commonwealth of Nations. They'd exposed themselves to the possibility of an invasion and a nuclear holocaust, and here the Russians walked away from them in 89, 90, 91. So I think this is just the final episode in a 40-year relationship in which there's no love lost on the Cuban side.
So what remains of a Russian presence in Cuba?
Nothing, really, except the memory of an alliance and a number of Russians who had some nice holidays in a warm weather zone.
But there is a U.S. naval base there.
Well, there is a base there at Guantanamo Bay, but it too has been superseded by technological developments. That base was originally developed to provision coal for our ships. Of course, our ships don't run on coal anymore. And in fact, that base has no value for us at all. We're just waiting for a different kind of Cuban government to hand it back, I'm sure.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
Mark Falkoff of the American Enterprise Institute.